comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to a very special-ish Nerds United here on Facebook Live. I'm Greg. As you can see, there's no mic, which means that this is not going to be as good of a show as normal. But we are broadcasting this live on Facebook and recording as well. And so we'll drop it as a regular podcast when I'm done here. Hanging out with you on this Friday, rocking my Besties in the World shirt. If you are unfamiliar with the Besties in the World, you definitely need to check out some of their stuff on YouTube. It's a tag team from my area, kind of the St. Louis area, and they're a great follow on social media. And like I said, check out any of their work on YouTube. And if you happen to see them on a independent wrestling card in your area, feel free to, you're highly encouraged to go check them out. Mike Luther has joined the show via typing. He's watching. Now he's got the, this is weird for him. Usually he's sitting at my kitchen table, and now he's sitting wherever he is just watching. It's a very one-sided conversation. But hi, Mike. Hi, anybody who's listening. Appreciate you. Make sure that you give the other podcasts at jitterymonkey.com a listen, a subscribe, if you will. There's My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast with Kevin Hunsberger, all about wrestling. There's Chad Smart's Positive Cynicism, which has a lot to do with pop culture, some politics, you know, cinema, one-hit wonders. He has a circuit of guests that he has on every month to rotate around those topics. Some really good content. And my other show is the Five Heart Podcast, which is zeroed in. Nice. Can't go tonight. But hi, Mike's mom. Appreciate it. It's a long drive for 9:38 to go to the pool when my son is in the other room watching cartoons. Anyway, Five Heart Podcast is all about Nebraska Cornhusker athletics, and that show drops Friday mornings. So, but that's awesome. Invited to the Mike's mom's pool. I have a Speedo in mind for such an occasion. I don't. Sorry. I couldn't resist. So the light that is up there casting a very bright, make me wider than normal. I actually, because it's sunny out, it's nice out, I actually have something of a tan. It's a worker's tan. It's not, you know, like I planned this by sitting poolside yet, or, you know, on the beach or something. It's just that, you know, I've got that traditional trucker arm where my left arm that sits out of the, you know, out the window is significantly darker than my right arm. Look at those guns, though. All right. Anyway, I do have a few topics to discuss with you. I threw one at Mike, you know, and I said, hey, I don't know when we're going to record again, but we should talk about this. And his immediate response was, we're not recording on Friday. And I said, okay, we're not recording on Friday. Hi, Jay. Jay Peter Onitz, of course, a recent guest and a new multiple-time guest here on Nerds United. He and Ron Bryce have a Kickstarter live right now. Go to Kickstarter.com and just search for Broderick, and you can throw a few dollars their way and support their efforts. Jay's a good buddy of mine, and hi, Jay. Welcome. Welcome to the show from Georgia. It's how it happens. If there was a way to pipe in audio through the video where you could see me and my reactions and still hear whomever, be it Mike or Jay, who's always a great guest, I would do it, and we would record it as a normal podcast. Unfortunately, I don't know how to make that happen. So, but anyway, one of the topic that I threw to Mike was that when you go to Disneyland and you go to the Star Wars Cantina at Galaxy's Edge, you can buy a beverage. And we're not talking, you know, like stadium prices where it's, you know, $12 for a 16-ounce, you know, cup of crappy Bud Light. Nay, nay, you can buy a Star Wars-themed alcoholic drink for the low, low price of $75. Pass. I'm drinking a St. Louis-based brewery beer. This is a Schlafly summer lager, and it is appropriately blue and yellow because the St. Louis Blues go for go to win the Stanley Cup Sunday night. They're up 3-2 against the hated and evil Boston Bruins. So it's appropriate I'm drinking a St. Louis beer. It's the best St. Louis brewery. You can say what you want about Anheuser-Busch. They got the money, but Schlafly is my favorite St. Louis brewery. And the summer lager is just fantastic. So watch as I take a drink. That's good stuff right there. Good and smooth. We had I'm not even going to say we had the option, but last weekend was game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final in St. Louis, and I'm a big Blues fan, and I've recently brought my wife on board to hockey, and our son kind of, you know, digs it as well. One of my favorite memories of him as an infant, as a baby, was sitting on his little chair thing, and it was 3 years ago, so the Blues were in the playoff. It wasn't June. But he's sitting there, and I think it was the Blues-Blackhawks series, and he's just, like, watching intently as you know, the puck goes back and forth on the ice. And I said, all right, we got a hockey fan here. So we've just grown. Our fandom has grown. So as a gag, last week I looked up prices for Game 3 in St. Louis, and one ticket was I don't know, Tony, where the co-host is. All I know is that he said he couldn't record tonight. But anyway, one ticket, the cheapest tickets, were $800 a piece, and I didn't even hesitate. No, I didn't buy them. I said, nah, you know what, we're not going to sacrifice a house payment for two tickets. So, someday we'll get over to the Enterprise Center or whatever it's called at the time and check out the Blues in person. But it's not going to be at Stanley Cup final prices, that's for sure. Aww. Well, you know what? If he's there, then, you know, good on him. And hanging out at his mommy's house and maybe enjoying the pool or a beverage of his own. And as always, we always give shout-outs to Mike's mom, because if we don't say Mike's mom on the show, Mike's mom doesn't listen to the show. So that's all I know. Thanks for playing along, Tony. All right, so anyway, I say all that to say that a lot of the recognizable name in St. Louis beer is overrated, and the good stuff is Schlafly. And my co-host of the year is swimming, and I hope it's with a shirt on, because anyway, a couple other topics. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time. Like I said, it's Friday night. If you caught any of the comment conversation earlier on Facebook, you know, Brad from the Deuce podcast and also ABC D-Bags and also Village Vidiots, you know, volunteered to join me on the show. And I was like, you know, it's been a long week, and really I just don't have a full show in me. No, 4204, I consider that a Belleville brewery, which we've been to numerous times and need to get out to again. But I'm drinking Schlafly, and the big one in St. Louis, obviously, is Anheuser-Busch. If you're not following along on the... tell you what, if you're 9 minutes into the video or 9 minutes into the podcast and you're wondering why I'm reacting the way I am, you don't necessarily have to go back and watch the video, but you definitely need to go and read the comments, because Tony is really giving it to Mike. And there goes my wife, briefly in the camera, and she's waving. Hi. See, she exists. I didn't make her up. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary last week. It was touching stuff. So anyway, I completely the notion of my co-host of the year without his shirt off for some reason has just derailed my train of thought. I have to take a swig. Swig a beer for the working man, as they say. Some more popular podcasts. I got to get back on track. So, like I said, you don't have to necessarily rewatch the video if you're listening to the podcast, but definitely go in and check out the comment thread. But Brad and I were talking a little bit. He was volunteering to be, you know, a special guest this week, and I said, you know, it's not going to be that long of a show. I just want to come in, you know, say hi, get a little, make sure the content stays out there. And really, I've been thinking about this. Might be a controversial statement, but let me throw this one out there. Uh-oh, I think I'm about to get... Hey, you want to say hi? You want to hop up here? We usually don't put you on the... Wait a minute. Okay, you're good. Sit down. You want to say hi? You want to not touch anything? You want to say hi, everybody? If you're listening to this podcast and you're not watching the feed, my son has just run in because he's still awake. You want to get down? Okay. You going to go back and watch cartoons? It's Friday night, and we're going to go to the zoo tomorrow. It's going to be a good day. But all right, so here we go. Controversy. Two T's. GARRET. Get it right, Mike. I was thinking about this. I've been thinking about it a couple of days now. And here's one. Here's the other one. Here's the dog. Wolverine, as played by Hugh Jackman, I don't have anything wrong with Hugh's portrayal. I know that, you know, as when it was cast, when the first X-Men movie came out, it was really the advent of the internet, so we didn't have that really... You know, social media wasn't around. We couldn't, you know, bitch and complain like we do. There was no moviepoopshoot.com, as we, you know, learned from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. So I don't really remember hearing a lot of, you know, backlash about the casting, as, you know, we have in subsequent movies and casting and things like that. In more recent years, you know, one of the criticisms, I suppose, or critiques, is that, you know, at 6'2 or 6'3 or however tall Hugh Jackman is, that he's too tall to play Wolverine, who I think, you know, hailing from Alberta, Canada, weighing in at whatever he weighs, you know, stands under 6 feet, you know, so there's that height discrepancy. Again, it's not really bothersome to me. However, I was thinking about this. If you go back to X-Men Origins Wolverine, which nobody does, for a plethora of reasons, after he has the adamantium infused on his skeleton, then, you know, there's the scene, you know, the next day when he's getting on the motorcycle, and it kind of, you know, destroys the shocks. And there's the quick, you know, a little conversation about it, the joke between he and... the farmer or the owner. And I got to thinking, I'm like, you know, I think part of the reason, I'm going to do a quick search as far as, you know, aside from the claws and the healing factor, does Wolverine have a, you know, like super strength? And based on regenerative capacity due to somewhat natural animalistic physique, Wolverine has slight superhuman strength. Okay, so, and this is, you know, from Quora.com. I Googled. It dawns on me that part of the reason in comics... uh, These guys are hilarious on the comment section. But I think part of the reason in comics and maybe even in the cartoons that Wolverine is hunched over is because of the weight of the adamantium, which we have not seen in any of the movie depictions or anything like that. So very curious to see if maybe in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Hey, Sean. Sean Benner has recently started viewing, and he is the one of the creative minds behind the West of Oz comic series, which you can check out. We keep you posted on that when there's a new segment of that ready to hit Kickstarter. And I've read the stuff and waiting on the news patiently. Enthusiastically waiting on volume 2. Anyway, back to Wolverine. Sorry, I'm easily distracted. Perhaps in the MCU they'll have a little bit more, cast a little more closely to, the standard physical appearance of Wolverine. I'd like to see it where the weight of the adamantium does kind of drag him down a little bit. Not all Luthers, Tony. Sean probably's never even met you. Maybe. I don't know. So that's something that I thought about. I have a lot of time to think when I'm in the truck by myself all day. The other Wolverine note that I have, and I really don't have a whole lot more because this has gone on over 15 minutes and nobody's asking any questions and it makes me sad. Wolverine, The Lost Trail. If you remember, I talked last year about Wolverine... I think the Long Night I think that's what it was called. I would know this. Yeah, Wolverine the Long Night. But Wolverine the Lost Trail is like the second season of that, comic book in podcast form from Marvel and Stitcher. And the first episode is out at least on Apple Podcasts, so I'm sure it's out on... Uh-oh. Oh, no. Trying to reconnect. My video's been paused. I'm not moving to a better signal. I don't have time for that nonsense. It'll actually have to fix itself or not. But, all right, we'll do that. So anyway, if you're still listening to the podcast, then there's no interruption for you. But Wolverine, The Lost Trail, the first episode I listened to it, do like it again. It's a pickup of that story. And... so it's the second season, and it takes you in the first few minutes in the prologue. It takes you from the end of the first season, in the few months that transpire based on some voicemails, some calls that Wolverine has made, voicemails that he's left. It gets you right where you need to be for season two. So I encourage you to check it out. Again, it's free on Apple Podcasts, but I think you might have to pay for it on Stitcher Premium or something like that. One question we have... Oh, okay, never mind. Mike's giving me the out. He says, question, why am I awesome? And then he says, actually, don't answer that. It'll take too long. He's probably right. I don't really know. I haven't had an opportunity. It's been a week of... No. I do not. I don't know if they can see me anymore or hear me. But Tony asks if I want to picture Mike with the shirt off. Absolutely not. Okay. It's been literally a week of 11 to 12 hour days, so I'm beat. That's why this is a shorter episode, a solo episode, and the only contribution is from people hanging out on Facebook on a Friday night, which, hey, this is my own fault. I scheduled this for 9:30 on a Friday night, and I get what I reap what I sow, and that was a... God, no, Mike, just stop. So if you're still watching this, I'm sorry, and if you've made it this far on the podcast, I thank you, and I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. It is on, as I mentioned, Apple Podcasts and Stitcher, and Podbean, and maybe another one. Google Play. Google Play has it. And hi, Rick. Rick Nikus, buddy of mine, has decided he wanted to spend a few minutes wasting time on Facebook, and I apologize to him as well. So check out this shirt. Check out this tag team, the besties in the world, probably the best tag team in the world. But that's just one man's opinion, and that man is me. But check out our merchandise over at jitterymonkey.com. Hit the shop tab or link at the top, and just, you know, support the show. Support the show via a t-shirt or coffee mug or hat or something like that. Yep, that's it. JitteryMonkey.com. I think there's like a exclamation point and a hashtag or pound sign in there as well, Mike. When you click the shop tab, it's probably why it, yeah. So there's a hashtag and an exclamation point. If you want the real link, I'm dropping it in there now. I don't know if .com/shop will get you there, but who knows? And quite frankly, as I mentioned, I'm tired. And it's 10 o'clock on a Friday. If it's not my boy's bedtime, it's my bedtime. But hey, we're going to have a good day at the zoo tomorrow, so that'll be fun. And we'll see you next week, probably, here on Nerds United. Thanks to my co-host of the year, Mike Luther. And he's going to type it. I'm going to say it. We're going to remind you this week and every week to be kind. He's typing right now. He's typing right now. I'm typing it for him. Rewind. See you later, everybody.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.